Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to get Bob Chapman popping in. In fact, we'll just do it right now for part of this segment and then the next. And Charlie Sheen is coming up, but I wanted to give you some economic news as well. We'll continue with your phone calls. Lauren, Tommy, Michael, Paul, Dustin, Danny, others. But we're going to get a quick economic update from Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, right now. Bob, I just can't toot his horn enough. He said 6-8 months ago, and I read the newsletter we posted up on Infowars.com, excerpts of it every week, comes out twice a week. He said, no, they're going to run the market back up to near its previous levels and then drop it again early fall. I mean, this guy's got a crystal ball. And he said just a few weeks ago, he goes, you better get out of the stock market. It's going to be going down. And he talked about how gold by the early fall would go above 1,000, when back when it was 890. And here we are at 1,013. Last time I checked a few hours ago, I don't know what it is now. But it is just wild. And then we have open announcements in AP, Reuters, new Bank of the World, global carbon taxes to fund it. The dollar is going to be like Argentine soon, top economist. I'm not saying that's going to happen. They're saying it. So we see a shift now to them stampeding people and saying, you got to accept world government, only it will save you. Bob Chapman, what in Hades is going on?
I think it's exactly what you're saying, Alex, is that you ought to be happy that we're going to form a new currency so that you all won't be out of luck, when in fact is they're using the dollar's collapse as an excuse along with a number of other things. And, you know, the UN never says anything about the dollar or currencies or gold. It's highly unusual. And so there's obviously a concentrated effort to get people to think that they need a new currency. They may need a new currency for trade, but for trade only. I mean, if the dollar's going to go down versus other major currencies, that's fine. It deserves to go down. It's a free market. Well, at least partially free market. Our government is in there all the time doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But the point is that the dollar's headed lower. The market's going to start to go down soon. We've already broken 1,000, not as good as when you last look. It's 105.60.
It's gyrating.
That's good. What's that?
It's gyrating.
It's gyrating. And that's normal, especially on a Friday, because you often see both in gold and silver and other things, like gold and silver shares or regular shares, people take profits on Friday. They don't want to be long or short over the weekend very often. So it's not unusual, but it was a very good day, very good week. And so gold has broken out. Gold is going to go higher. And it's a very, very, very strong indication. And, of course, the technical aspects of this is a reverse head and shoulders and the right-hand part of the shoulder that you can see when you look at it visually, it's broken out. And usually they'll spike, and it'll either go to 1,200 or 1,700, somewhere up in there. And that's quite a move. And so the people who are long gold and silver coins are going to do quite well, and, of course, bullion and shares as well. But the point here is that they are conjuring up under this cover of the dollar and other things that they want another currency, and they're going to keep it up and keep it up and keep it up, and sooner or later they're going to try it. And so don't be surprised. That's what they're after.
Well, Bob, so, I mean, do you agree with all these top economists saying, and I mean, they wouldn't be putting them in the newspaper saying we're going to see an Argentine situation in the next few years for the dollar unless the establishment at some level wants that to happen? Or, I mean, what's behind that?
Well, I think they want to forewarn you that they were candid with you and telling you that this, in fact, is going to happen. And it probably is going to happen. I've been saying out 2.5 years, maybe 2 years, maybe less, that we're going to have an official default.
Yeah.
And
Stay there. We got a break. But yes, I remember you a year and a half ago going, no, Alex, it's going to happen in 2.5 to 3 years. And now we're a year and a half into it, and it looks like Bob's right as usual.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Likewise, Alex, thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else will withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises.
All right, that's Charlie Sheen from my taped interview with him. In 20 minutes, he's going to be live with us here on air. We're going to have Bob up for a full hour next week because I really want to get into the economy with him. We've got this Limbaugh clip of him talking about it today. It's kind of hammered audio, but we're going to play it in about 10 minutes when Bob leaves us. But again, 33 after, bottom of this hour, we're going to go to Charlie Sheen live here on air. Bob, I want to get your comments on what Charlie and I are doing and the American people and people of the world are doing right now, kind of our psyop against the globalists. But before we do that, finishing up, clearly then, do you believe they're deciding to abandon the dollar? The Chinese are saying they may abandon the dollar. What is happening right now? Why has gold shot up to above 1,013 today?
Flight to quality. Yes, they are afraid of the abandoning of the dollar because people don't see much, if any, inflation at all. So that can be the only reason why it's up. And I think, as I said before, down the line, and I don't know how far, 6 months, 2.5 years, I don't know. I do know that they are going to devalue the dollar officially, and they're going to default simultaneously at some meeting like the Smithsonian they had in the early 70s or the Plaza Accord they had in 85 in Paris, and there's going to be revaluation and devaluations, currency against currency, and I think there's going to be a debt default, perhaps two-thirds of debt of all of those who are in debt to clean the whole mess up. And at the same time, I think what they want to do, what they should do for international trade is a 20-nation international unit made up of all those currencies plus a 10% balance of gold within that unit. And then it'll be perfectly acceptable for trade.
Now, Bob, let's explain. People are going to spin this saying Bob Chapman's with a straw man argument. Bob Chapman's calling for global currency. No, they're killing the dollar. They've hoarded out. They've maxed it out. They run up our credit cards, our national credit card, to 1.5 quadrillion, according to many economists. And so now they want to have a new global tyrannical currency. You're saying for global trade, there will be a world reserve currency. Let's make sure it's a free and fair one. So you're talking real world ball game here, not fantasy land.
And then second of all, they'll come along later, how much later I don't know, and they'll say, well, gee, that worked really well, now let's have a world currency. That's how I think they're going to slide into it. And I've been saying this for, you know, months, as you well know.
And 3 months ago, you said that they would announce that Madoff had cancer, and now they've floated that out there. How did you know that was going to happen?
I had some information from other people, but I backed into it as well. The next thing is he'll have a heart attack, supposedly be taken out and buried and probably end up at the hands of the plastic surgeon so he can go and live in Israel or Paraguay or wherever they're going to put him.
Well, Ken Lay, I mean, we know that was staged. That's even come out in foreign news.
That's right. And then we have the young man, Timothy McVeigh, who supposedly was executed. I have my doubts about that as well.
Well, local reporter said as he was breathing when they took him out.
Well, there you go. And I think that they take these people to other destinations and they live happily ever after.
Now, when you were working in black ops against the Soviets, I mean, I've read even 50 years ago, they took large portions of special forces and would even stage their deaths or change their names, give them plastic surgery, change their ears, their nose. That's declassified. So why wouldn't they do that with Madoff or Ken Lay? I mean that's what they do in the witness protection program. They stage the deaths a lot.
That's right. And so I think that's the way this has gone. They take care of their own. That's the way they do it. If you step out of line, you know, you get assassinated. But, you know, this program you've got coming up on Charlie Sheen, I knew Charlie when he lived in Malibu, and I'm very happy to see he has attained the intellectual abilities that he has. My kids grew up at the same time he did, and I knew his father quite well, Martin, because I used to go to church with him all the time. And so I'm very happy to see Charlie come out, and he was always a gutsy kid, always a little wild, and a great baseball player.
Amazing. Well, I'll say hi to him when he's on with us. So much is going on. Obviously, you say get gold, get silver to protect yourself. Ted Anderson was on earlier offering gold coins he bought at 9.45 in the market, in the current market, and silver, a dollar under what it is. Is that not an insanely good deal, Bob?
It certainly is, and he continues to come up with these good investment deals, and we all should be proud of him. Sure, he's making money, but he's giving people great deals, and he should be thanked for that.
Absolutely, and supporting this network, folks can call about that deal at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You can get a free copy of Bob's twice-weekly online excellent thick newsletter by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. Get a free sample of that, theinternationalforecaster.com. We routinely post links to it and excerpts of it. Also, Bob, I always catch you unawares here. Give folks the toll-free number if people want to call and get a hard copy, a free introductory hard copy of The International Forecaster.
That's toll-free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
All right, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left here, Bob. In closing, what do you see happening in the fall?
I see terrible things with the dollar going down to 71.18 on the USDX. I see great consternation and turmoil over the swine flu shots. The government, as you know, has been experimenting on our military people, and a lot of them gotten pretty sick. I think October is going to be a giant, horrible month, and I think the stock market will start back down again, too. And a lot of what Obama is doing on television is generated in the direction of calming people for the storm that they see coming ahead. And his next speech is going to be about the economy. The economy is in dreadful shape, and it might, you know, go sideways for the next year. But if they don't add another $2 trillion or the banks don't start lending, it's over. So that's what they're going to do. You're going to see, and I predicted this last January, you're going to see them come up with another stimulus plan next year to make sure all these Democrats get back in office. Or I shouldn't say it that way. I should say everybody who's in office gets back in. That's what it's all about. And so I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, you're absolutely absolutely on target over and over again, Bob. We'll continue to watch this unfold. I think it's key that as the globalists implode the economy by design, we continue to say audit the Fed. These are the people that engineered the collapse. These are the individuals creating a global Ponzi scheme that they want to panic us into the next phase of accepting world government. No, we must indict the bankers, as Ron Paul has said on the show. We must go after the globalists. We must bring them to justice and just start identifying the shadow government and the deep state and the private offshore corporate criminal networks that are engaged in a global corporate takeover known as the New World Order. And if we just continue to hammer that in and get the word out, over 75% of Americans in a Gallup poll want to audit or abolish the Fed or both. So we're beginning to have more and more victories, and people that wouldn't listen to us 10, 20, 30 years ago, 45 years ago when you first got started, they're now listening now. And it's all because of people like you, Bob Chapman, and all the fighters out there. So everything you do, folks, is part of this incremental battle. Many hands make light work. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for spending time with us. I want to do a full hour with you next week. Can you do that?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me again. And we are winning. We've got them on the run. And gold over 1,000 is a good example.
Absolutely. God bless you, Bob Chapman.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Take care, my friend. Bob, Jaron just popped in my ear, one of the producers. What's that? All right, at 1950, I'm going to skip this network break. So stations will be carrying it because it's not their break. There's local breaks, network breaks. Listeners always ask what I'm talking about when I say that. We're going to skip the 20 to 24 long break because I want to be able to play, to analyze it. It's bad audio, but it's the best we got. Somebody sent it to us, recorded off a radio, I guess, with like a tape recorder, of Limbaugh with Mark Dice calling in just an hour or so ago. And we're going to play that. Then we're going to go into the video, audio for listeners, of this incredible mega viral video Aaron Dykes produced that I shot the video of with Charlie Sheen. I'm very proud of this video that I directed, but that Aaron put together. He did yeoman's work. And this is Charlie Sheen's video message to the president. So we're going to go ahead and go to Limbaugh, then to the message to the president from Charlie Sheen. Here it is.
Not at a love roller coaster. That's the Ohio Players. We're back. Rush Limbaugh here at the EIB Network. Open line Friday. We're going to start on the phone, San Diego, with Mark. Thank you, sir, for calling. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks, Rush. I'm wondering what you and your establishment friends are going to do now that over one-third of Americans from both political parties believe that the attacks of 9/11 were an inside job, and your propaganda and your gatekeeping is not having the effect that you and your puppet masters thought it would.
Well, you know something, Mark? What that tells me is that we're losing one-third of the country to a bunch of insane lunatics. That 9/11 was an inside job. I saw an interview, Mark, with Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen got 20 minutes with Barack Obama. I read the transcript. And Charlie Sheen said, hey, President, Mr. President, don't you realize 9/11 was an inside job? And Obama didn't want to go there. But if you can't get the leader of your kooks to go along with what you kooks believe, then I would say that you've got a kook cause. 9/11, an inside job. I fear for the country because of such insanity. And I've talked about the fact that we're two or three countries today. And I have no illusion that I have any ability to reach the insane. I have no ability that I have any sway over lunatics. And frankly, I don't even try. What I'm trying to do is make sure that the number of lunatics, the numbers of the genuinely politically insane, remain as small as one-third, so that you will forever remain the stupid idiot minority that you are. You know something, folks? If George Bush were president today, let's say it's 2007, and it's the sixth anniversary of 9/11, and if George Bush were president, remember now the Iraq War still going on, coming up on the surge, and this training exercise had happened, do you think, and Bush was, let's say, everything's the same, except Bush is president, he's at the Pentagon, he's doing a memorial at the Pentagon, and the Coast Guard runs his training exercise. You know what the drive-bys would report? That Bush faked and staged and purposely did this exercise to scare everybody to death, to realize we have real problems and to get everybody trying to support Iraq. They would say that Bush was behind it. Your lunatic friends, Mark, your kook insaniacs, that would be your take on it. What do we get today? Oh, no. Oh, no. CNN. Oh, no. The info major series. Obama saved. Led them to the most embarrassing hour or two of reporting probably this week for CNN. I mean, you have to categorize CNN's embarrassments by the week.
No warning signs that I'm aware of.
And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public.
President Bush was told in August that Osama bin Laden might be planning an attack involving the hijacking.
Could have predicted.
Nobody in our government, at least.
August 6th PDP.
I believe the title was bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
70% of family members' questions were never answered during the 9/11 Commission report.
Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene said they were set up to fail.
I mean, I'm a member of the Commission. It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
The questions, Mr. President. The questions.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
Building 7. Freefall collapse.
Well, no, there's number 7 coming down. The excitement and the fun that people get watching an old building being demolished, and they wired very carefully for days, and it's a very careful operation.
Third time today. It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
This one of the things to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We're getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
The Pentagon. Vanishing airplane.
From
My close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Firefighters and police describing explosions. A lot of them.
The secondary explosion. We've got numerous people covered with dust from the secondary explosion.
Just floor by floor, it's sort of popping out.
It had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
Was planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
Looks sort of like the building just demolished.
Even if there was no secondary explosives in the building.
Kind of like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
Chief Albert Turry told me that he tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place, and then an hour after, there was another explosion in one of the towers here.
Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, breaking her gag order.
All our intimate relationship with bin Laden and Taliban. We did carry very intimate relationship with these people all the way up to September 11.
Bin Laden was spirited into this military hospital in Rawalpindi for kidney dialysis treatment. The military had him surrounded. They were saying that Osama bin Laden had to be watched carefully and looked after.
NORAD standing down. Where were the planes?
On now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence.
The E-4Bs over New York and Washington, otherwise known as the Doomsday Planes.
It has never been officially explained.
Cell phones working at impossible altitudes. Solicitor General Ted Olson, receiving phone calls that the FBI says were never made.
What happened during that call? This is the only information we have on these terrorists.
She was able to call him twice. How she could pull that off, we don't know, but she did.
These are the questions, Mr. President. These are the questions. They go on and on.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter to you, 20 minutes with the President, and if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. We have questions, Mr. President. Lots of questions. A lot of them are detailed in my letter, but trust me, there are hundreds more questions. As my letter chronicles, sir, the 9/11 Commission itself says they were lied to, deceived, and essentially prevented from carrying out a real investigation. People of the United States and the world demand the truth, sir.
We have to continuously ask questions. That's what a patriot does. That's what a true American does. We ask questions.
You, sir, have the power as well as the responsibility to initiate a truly independent congressional investigation into the events of 9/11 as well as its aftermath. We want our country back, Mr. President. Therefore, I'm not just calling on you and your team. I'm calling on each and every American citizen to wake up, stand up, and demand the truth. We're counting on you, Mr. President. Be on the right side of history.
An investigation must not interfere with the ongoing efforts to prevent the next attack.
Senator Tom Daschle said last week that you called him several times and urged him not to investigate the events of September 11th.
Tom's wrong. He has, I think, in this case, let's say a misinterpretation.
The chickens are coming home to roost for the New World Order. Charlie Sheen's message to the president is being seen by tens of millions right now. Charlie Sheen coming up live. ABC, CNN, others have called. They're listening live to carry it later when he comes on with us. Charlie Sheen live on September 11, 2009, 8 years after the false flag terror attacks, with big announcements and challenges. This is going to be extremely powerful. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
It is September 11th, 2009, 8 years after the tragic events that hit New York and Washington, D.C. Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to stage terror attacks in U.S. cities to start a foreign war with Cuba and the Soviets. Operation Ajax, staging terror attacks in Iran to blame it on their government, declassified. Gulf of Tonkin, admittedly staged to get us into the Vietnam War that killed over a million Vietnamese and 58,000 Americans. False flag terror is real. But Charlie Sheen of Platoon and Wall Street and Major League and, of course, the number one top-paid TV star, Charlie Sheen is simply asking questions. And he's with us now into the bottom of the next hour. For a full hour today, Bob McElvain, who lost his son in the towers, will be joining us coming up later in the next hour for the last 15 minutes of this interview. Joining us from his home in Los Angeles is Charlie Sheen. Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's great to be here, as usual. I think right off the top, we need to take a moment of silence for the victims of September 11th. Just know that those are Those are the memories that we're honoring today.
A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people lost loved ones on that day, and it is important to remember them. And Charlie, political whores like Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and others, their attack plan is to say that you're besmirching the memory of those that died. When I've interviewed Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest families group, saying the majority of them believe it's an inside job. He does. Bob McElvain, they've protested around the White House and Ground Zero. The media ignores them. Your letter and your request has been about having a meeting with the president and taking these victims' family members there to the White House. But the media is involved in this hoax, saying the families all buy the official story when 6 of the 10 commission members say it's a complete fraud.
Yeah, no, well, I guess it's, you know, this is indicative of the times that that we live in. If people don't hear it on television, then it must not be true, you know, which is a sad state of affairs. And, you know, I think it, I think we should talk about the fact that I reached out to the White House, that I sent an email to Press Secretary Gibbs, and I got a call back from his deputy, Mr. Burton, and he said, out of respect to him, I don't believe in playing people's voice messages, you know, airing them publicly. But he said that he would get back to me, but he doesn't feel that that this thing is going to happen, meaning my actual sit down with the president. And so I wrote them again. And I said, I asked if I could, you know, as an ambassador to the families, meet with the president, with Bob McElvain in particular, representing their voice. And I haven't heard back yet, but I did in my email state that if the president denies this request, I would at the very least expect a letter with him detailing his decision to not do so.
Charlie,
I'm still waiting to hear out. Still waiting to hear back. I understand they got their hands full. You know, there's a lot of issues that they're tackling, but I don't really think that they're any more important than what we're trying to address here.
Yeah, they're busy staging events. It turned out the White House had ordered the New York police not to tell the mayor about the flyby. Air Force One photo op triggers panic in Manhattan. Turned out the White House ran that to create some type of psyop. Now you have this drill run by the Coast Guard with the media covering it like it's real, just a mile from where he's giving a speech, but he has now lovingly reassured us that everything's okay, but reminded us of how wicked the cave dwellers are and how we better give up all our rights or they'll get us.
Yeah, I know, because these guys in a cave in Afghanistan with a satellite phone can get NORAD to stand down. Wow. They're more powerful than we ever imagined. As far as that flyby, haven't any of these clowns ever heard of Photoshop? I don't know. Call me crazy. It just seemed a much easier and cheaper solution, you know?
Well, it turned out it wasn't a photo op. There was a psyop the White House ran.
Gotcha.
And that's hidden in plain view, and that's clearly what's happening here. But, yeah, they could have gotten a photo op for Air Force One over New York. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that media spin. You wrote the letter so they would focus on the 20 points. Talk about that, and then please expand on the fact that they continue to put words in your mouth and misrepresent what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I anticipated this. I didn't know that it would be this egregious, that it would be this blatant. You know, I wrote the letter to get people's attention. Oh my God, did this really happen? And then bang, there's all the data. And so I think it's had the effect that, that I had hoped for and even more so. But the media right now is really, really showing their ignorance as well as their true colors. Because I haven't read one hit piece, one article, online or otherwise that after attacking me personally, they then never go on to say, well, we've looked at your 20 bullet points, and here's why they're completely invalid and based in fiction. So I think that we put something out there that is so powerful that they can't figure out a way to disassemble it this time. They're doing all their research and they're looking in all their archives, and rather than rolling out some experts or you know, really looking at the facts and saying, well, this is questionable or that's questionable, we've really tied their hands. So all they can do is attack me personally. And it's sad. It's sad. I mean, I actually kind of feel bad for these people. That's all they got? Like, oh, he did this, this, and this. Okay, all right, keep going. Yeah, I did that. Okay, might have done that. Whatever. Let's get to the facts. And they just don't get there. You know, but I think what we need to mention, Alex, is that we need to really thank all the readers that have commented, that have really supported me in the comment sections on a lot of these articles, because they themselves point out that it is clearly obvious, Mr. or Mrs. Whoever, that you did not read his piece. You did not address any of this. All you're doing is attacking him personally. And that's it's just so predictable and completely inane, you know.
Well, Charlie Sheen, TechMilitary.com, dozens of comments. I only saw two that were against you, and they were mindless and sophomoric. The other comments, even though the story was a hit piece, said, look, his article does have a link to the Washington Post with 6 of the 10 commission members saying it's a cover-up, a lie.
Yeah.
There needs to be a criminal investigation of the Pentagon and the White House. And when I talked to you last night, you wanted to specifically get into that. We will later. But first off, what about Cheney and the false flag stuff that came out from Cy Hirsch and even MSNBC? Tell folks about that.
Well, I think people need to really, really look at the connection, look at the reality between the facts that this is the same man that concocted this outrageous plan, as reported by Seymour Hersh, which is detailed in the letter for a false flag stage provocation to bring us into the Iranian conflict. And so people really need to look at that and really need to look at the outline of the measure of this insanity, and then also take note that this is the same guy who violated or usurped a 51-year standing protocol to seize shoot down power from the generals at NORAD. So the guy that came up with the insane Strait of Hormuz plan is the guy on 9/11, the only guy in the known universe with shoot down power. And nobody's talking about that. Everybody's talking about, you know, my past exploits and so on and so forth. So I don't have any credibility.
They're just jealous. As if the Pentagon boys don't have any exploits. Hookers are more ubiquitous than water fountains in D.C. Bill Clinton. But the point is, expanding on this, sir, and not what you did when you were 25, expanding on this, it's Dick Cheney that wrote the PNAC document September 20th, 2000, saying we need a big Pearl Harbor event, a big terror attack, a catalyzing event to launch our global domination.
Yes, which people will notice that's observed through the voice of the president in my piece and not by myself, which I think was key.
Tell folks why you had the idea. This was all your idea, and I think it was genius, brilliant, as many have said, looking at the piece. Different literature sites, Hollywood sites, even some that disagree with you are looking at it and saying this is a really well-written 16-page script. How did you get the idea to have it 20 minutes with the president and then put it out the way we did?
Well, gosh, there were a couple of factors. There was a piece written by Aaron Sorkin, I believe it was in the Washington Post, over a year ago, and it was a fictional meeting between Obama and my father's character, President Bartlett from the West Wing, and Obama goes to him after Dad's out of office and asks for advice, and you know, in the upcoming term, et cetera. And so, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was fun. You know, I thought it was really well written. And then a few months ago, I just woke up with the title in my head, 20 Minutes with the President, and I just started thinking, what is this about? What is this? And I started formulating this image of President Obama and myself sitting down and having a discussion. And I thought, well, what's the discussion about? What am I really passionate about? And the discussion's about 9/11 and about a new investigation. And then I got into it, and I lost focus. I lost momentum. I lost I kind of lost my passion in the piece. And I watched a documentary called Press for Truth. It was about the Jersey Girls and the Family Steering Committee. And there was a gentleman interviewed in there, Bob McElvain. And I found something so powerful about his message, so completely disarming and really poignant to all of these all these feelings that I had and all these thoughts I had about the piece. And so I discovered my motivation in that moment, because I thought to myself, if this gentleman, if this man who is living a life of this much sorrow can wake up one day and just for that day feel a little bit better about the state of things because of the work that I've done, because of the voice that I've utilized to bring attention to this, if I can do that for him, just one guy, then I've done something good. I've done something that matters, you know?
And, of course, that's beautiful, Charlie. Bob lost his son, and he's now raising their grandson with he and his wife. He's going to be on with us later in the next hour. And to paraphrase what you told me when you called me and said you wanted me to come out and work with you on this piece, I was very honored, was that you had so many of the families had written to you over the years, you'd seen their comments and stories thanking you, but then saying, why don't others stand up with him? And some did come out in the aftermath of you 3 years ago and going public, that you are doing this for the families. I mean, you're somebody.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
That is my focus. That is the driving force behind why I'm doing this. Yeah, but I think, you know, Alex, people need to know how integral you were to this process, that I called on you as my research expert, as my point man on that front, to really help me make this thing bulletproof. If you look at what you brought to it and what we've done together, I think it really speaks to the fact that they can't, as I said earlier, you know, disassemble this thing, because it is it's bulletproof. It is it's rooted in fact that we have collected from all of the mainstream arms of media, and so that's what's pissing them off right now, is that we're using all the stuff that they published, and now they can't refute it, you know.
And it's ridiculous that Limbaugh, when it's all over the news and hundreds of papers, first line in the Times of London, LA Times, everywhere, that it was a mock letter of the points you'd like to bring to him, kind of a vehicle to publicly give Obama the data. And there's no doubt the White House has read it and seen it. You've talked to them. Now, moving on here, I want to later get back into the next phase with the White House, a declaration of arms in the peaceful info war to stand up for 9/11 truth and demand a new congressional truly independent commission. But specifically talking about media.
Sure.
There was one particular show, The View, and you've got a challenge for somebody.
Yes, I do, Alex. Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, I guess, was on The View. I don't watch the shows, but I only I read the transcript. And she had some pretty, uneducated, uninformed comments about my piece, or about me personally. She wasn't even talking about the piece. I just got to believe, Alex, that if I was sitting right next to her, that her tune would have been a lot different. But if she's such an expert on me, first of all, and on the event, secondly, I would welcome her to an open debate. Just pick the time and the place, and I'll be there early. She better pack a lunch, because it's going to take some time.
And specifically, when we come back after this quick break, we'll detail it, because there's a whole backstory with CNN and Larry King Live going on and what's happening there. And so officially, in your own words, you are challenging Meghan McCain to a debate on Larry King Live next week.
Well, Larry King wouldn't schedule the piece because they couldn't find somebody to represent the other side. So now that Meghan McCain has come out as an expert on me and on September 11th, let's invite her out there. Let's see what she's got, because I'm coming out there with my letter. I'm coming out there with the facts. I'm coming out there with the truth. I don't know what she's coming out there with. Maybe she's promoting a book. I don't know. But this is a lot more important than, Pulp Fiction.
And you want to bring Bob McElvain, and she can bring the Stooges from Popular Mechanics if she wants. The problem is, Popular Mechanics, CNN told me in a separate deal, they wanted to have me on a couple of years ago with Popular Mechanics. Popular Mechanics won't do it. They won't debate anybody from Loose Change. They have to have it all to themselves. These cowards are called out.
Mm.
They need to come debate you with Meghan McCain next week on Larry King Live.
She can bring her dad. She can bring the ex-vice president. She can bring whoever she wants. But as I said, I'm bringing the truth.
And Bob McElvain.
And Charlie
will do this debate anywhere in L.A. on television if it's live. He will not allow him to censor it or cut him up. He's sick and tired of that. You heard it. He's calling you out, you cowards at Popular Mechanics. John McCain wrote the intro hit piece on me in the Popular Mechanics book.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
All right, let's go back to Charlie Sheen live, September 11th, 2009. Bob McElvain coming up in about 15 minutes. Charlie Sheen's going to stay with us into the next hour. Charlie, specifically, I was talking to you during the break. You want to issue the challenge. Go ahead.
Let's do it. I issue the challenge to debate Meghan McCain, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly. Bring them all. Bob McElvain and I will join you on Larry King Live. And you guys bring whatever you got. Bring Popular Mechanics. Let's call them out as well. And we'll show up with the truth, and we'll just see how it goes. We're not hiding. We're not hiding.
Charlie, Limbaugh, even though every news article said it was a mock letter to give your information to Obama to get his attention,
right.
Every article out there says it was a mock letter. Limbaugh said it was real today and said Obama really met with you and called him the head truther.
Interesting. That seems a little irresponsible for a guy that that's his job to research the news that he's reporting. One would think that was the old description, I guess. But again, I think it's with those hit pieces with the pinhead stuff and whatever else. I didn't see it. I was told about it. It's a classic bullying syndrome. Oftentimes you'll discover that the bully is really the most scared kid on the playground and doesn't reveal that until he's confronted, and these people are going to keep attacking me as long as I'm not there. But I got to believe that they're, as I said about Meghan, that their tune would be a lot different if I was sitting across from them with my letter and the facts,
You're throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah. I mean, it's time. Enough's enough.
We were having a discussion at your house, and we were both on the same page. I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night just thinking, my God, if they lied about 9/11, everything else is a lie. They've been caught lying about WMDs and yellow cake and everything else. How can we just let them sweep this under the rug of history? In fact, you have a line in your letter dealing with that.
Yeah, I do. They create the party line. They say it over and over. It's as I talk about in the in the piece, the media mantras, of disrespecting the memories of the victims. And, it's again, like I said earlier, if it's on television, it must be true, We got to get people to smash that paradigm. We got to get them to start pulling back the curtain and start calling these people out. And start saying, no, this is not how we feel. This is not what we believe. This is not our stance. Stop misrepresenting us. Stop telling us. 8 years now, what the truth is about how we feel.
Well, the majority of the victims' families and of the media listening wants me to give them their names, and the majority of the families, what in polls, over 70% that were asked said they didn't like the commission and thought it was a lie, and 6 of the 10 commission members and 2 of their council members, so a total of 8, say
yep.
It's a complete fraud and a lie, and that said that there should be criminal investigations of the White House and Pentagon. This is in the Washington Post and Associated Press, and we're bad because we're going, hey, the commission says it's a lie?
Yeah, and I think that's another part of this whole media spin machine is that they're now, day 2, day 3, day 4 into this thing. They're taking everything that I have illustrated in the bullet points, and they're putting these as words, thoughts, opinions, theories from my mouth.
Stay there.
Okay.
Got a break. Charlie Sheen, stay with us. Back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.